Happy Memorial Day, Brooke.
Same to you, Fred.
Good to be with you on this holiday, and I know we'll be enjoying the rest of the holiday, trying to kind of relax a little bit.
Yeah, trying to get a little downtime. And, you know, of course, remember what this day is all about.
That's right.
Think good thoughts for those people, but also maybe grill a hot dog or two.
That's right. Absolutely. And certainly, even though this is a holiday, there is no holiday in the real estate business, particularly lately in Las Cruces. The commercial real estate business has really been humming. And this is the subject of your cover story in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Very interesting, because we had for a number of years during the Great Recession a lot of very large properties that were vacant, in some cases vacant for a number of years, and now those numbers are dwindling. And so all eyes are on any big space. One of them that you mentioned in your story today is Kmart, which recently closed its shop on El Paseo.
Yeah, exactly. We're in a very interesting situation because we had those, what I used to call the big empties, the Bills building at the Mesilla Valley Mall, former Toys R Us store there on Loman, and what used to be Sportsman's Warehouse there on Telshore. Now they've all found tenants within the last year, between Dick's Sporting Goods, Fala's at the old Toys R Us store, and Conn's at the mall, which sells electronics and luggage and furniture and all that sort of stuff. And it's interesting because now we're getting to a situation where maybe there's not as many of stores for that size for companies to come to. We still have commercial space. You know, if you look at office space, there's a fair amount of office space. And if you look at sort of smaller retail space, not necessarily tiny, but smaller, you know, you have some good space out there at different locales for people to move into. But if you have that sort of grocery store type size or you know, mid-level box, they call it, we're running out of those. So that might be a boon to the folks who are trying to lease or sell the Kmart building, because it's empty, it's decent size and a decent location there at El Paseo Road. You know, nobody has stepped forward just yet. There are no deals in place, and Lord knows how long that will take for something like that to happen. But I am hearing that there is decent interest in the location down there in El Paseo Road. But the situation is, it's such a good thing that we filled some of those spaces. But now it might be harder to draw some other people until they can find some space that will fit their needs. For example, one realtor told me you have places like Sprouts and those kind of type of stores who really want to move into a location already open. They don't want to have to build and go through that sort of expense. So it's an interesting situation right now where it's sort of a blessing and a curse, someone once pointed out.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of both. What's also interesting is that people are really, those who are coming to town and looking and showing interest are showing a lot more interest for the Telshore Loman area up that way, up near where the mall is located and along Telshore and that sort of stuff. And even though there might be some location other places near downtown or near the El Paseo Road area, people looking at the town for some reason really want to move in up at the Loman Telshore space is what I'm hearing. And the reason is because it's shown success up there, you know, and we've had several restaurants move in. Jason's Deli has been built. They're building a Genghis Grill up that way, and there's now going to be a Dunkin' Donuts up a little bit farther on Loman. And so people try to they like the cluster, so that seems to be becoming a cluster type area with the Dick's and the Fala's and the Olive Garden and everything up that way. But some realtors are trying to get people to look a little bit, you know, far in a field here in Las Cruces and check out some of the other areas that still could get good commercial traffic. But from what I'm hearing, a lot of the people who are looking just up in that area of town.
Yeah, certainly a very busy part of town and what has become the retail center. Well, in your profile this week, another place that attracts visitors and folks who live in the area, the Mesilla Plaza, and you are doing a profile this week of a tattoo artist.
Yeah, Trey Abbott. He owns his own business. It's Muerte Tattoos down on the Mesilla Plaza, of all places. It's the only tattoo shop in Mesilla, from what I understand. And he started up, and he said he's been pretty much busy ever since he started down there. And I guess part of it is that, he talks about how tattoos used to be seen as, sailors had them, and bikers had them. That sort of stuff. But, as it's been the last 10, 20 years, it's really changed. Lots of different people get tattoos, so that keeps business going. And Mr. Abbott has decided to open up his business down there, and it seems to be going along pretty well.
Okay. What's new this week, Brooke?
All right. Some of the stuff people might have already seen because I got it up online last week, but Lemongrass down on El Paseo Road is going to close. Lemongrass Thai Cuisine. The owner, Kimberly Ming, is going to retire. She's has a mother who's 100 years old and lives in Thailand, and she's going to go back and spend time with her mother in Thailand and be with her for a while. And she said she's just sort of tired. She enjoyed food, enjoyed the restaurant business, but it was just sort of time to close. So that's a restaurant that's been around for quite some time. 15 years is how long she's had it open, since 1998, February of 1998. So she plans to return to cruises at some point. She'd like to teach some cooking classes. She's done that already in the past. And she's involved in real estate, so she said she'll stay involved in real estate, but she thinks she won't open a restaurant again. So Lemongrass is going to close. Also, this is something that I've had in there already, but I just decided to put it in what's new in case some people haven't seen. The new Walmart, we finally have a date for that place. June 12th, which is a Wednesday, is going to be their grand opening. They have a sign up and everything. And so they're getting ready to open that store. They're stocking the shelves. It's 184,000 square feet out there on 331 Rinconada Boulevard. And it's going to be a full supercenter type thing with groceries and all that sort of stuff. And this is something that's been talked about since, 2008? Yeah. Something like that, when Walmart first bought the land, and people have been wondering, and when will it come and all that sort of stuff. And finally it is, June 12th. So that will be there. And West, which is a nonprofit organization, we've talked about them before. They help entrepreneurs who want to start or expand their business, and they offer counseling and classes and help people find funding and that sort of stuff. They've moved locations. They used to be on Idaho, but now they're at 221 North Main Street, Suite 104. So they're a good organization to check out if you're going into business or thinking about going into business or if you're already in business.
Okay, get some good advice from them. All right, yeah. Well, finally in the babbling brook, about 30 seconds to talk about our favorite subject in the summertime, airline fees.
Yep, a lot of people will be traveling, and airline fees, pretty much they charge you for just about everything, it seems like. But luggage fees, some places you have the first one free and then you got to pay and that sort of stuff. But it turns out that airlines have made about $6 billion in fees from luggage fees, baggage fees. And that has been sort of the difference between them having a profit and not a profit, because the profit that the U.S. airlines have made so far is about $6 billion. So the baggage fees has been the difference.
That's
for them.
The profit. All right. Yeah. Well, Brooke, whatever you're doing, I hope you have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too, Fred.